There was a maid this other day, and she would needs go for to play. And as she walked, she sighed and said, I am afraid to die her maid. With that behind a lad, what talk this maiden had, whereof he was full glad and did not spare. To say, fair maid, I pray, whither go you to play, good sir? Then did she say, what do you care? For I will, without fail, maiden, give you Watkins ale. Watkins ale, good sir, quoth she, what is that, I pray you tell me? 'Tis sweeter far than sugar fine, and pleasanter than muscadine. And if you please, fair maid, to stay a little while with me to play, I will give you the same Watkins ale called by name, or else I were to blame. In truth, fair maid, good sir, quoth she again, if you will take the pain, I will it not refrain, nor be dismayed. He took this maid and then aside, and led her where she was not spied, and told her many a pretty tale, and gave her well of Watkins ale. Good sir, quoth she, in smiling sort, what do you call this pretty sport? Or what is this you do to me? 'Tis called Watkins ale, quoth he. Wherein, fair maid, you may report another day, when you go forth to play, how you did speed. Indeed, good sir, quoth she, it is a pretty glee, and well it pleaseth me, no doubt indeed. Thus they sported and they played, this young man and this pretty maid, under a bank whereas they lay, not long ago this other day. When he had done to her his will, they talked but what it shall not skill. At last, quoth she, saving your tale, give me some more of Watkins ale, or else I will not stay, for I must needs away. My mother bade me play, the time is past. Therefore, good sir, quoth she, if you have done with me, nay, soft fair maid, quoth he, again at last. Let us talk a little while. With that the maid began to smile, and said, good sir, full well I know, your ale I see runs very low. Blush as one being ashamed, he took her by the middle small, and gave her more of Watkins ale, and said, fair maid, I pray, when you go forth to play, remember what I say, walk not alone. Good sir, quoth she again, I thank you for your pain, for fear of further stain I will be gone. Farewell, maiden, then quoth he, adieu, good sir, again quoth she. Thus they parted at last, till thrice 3 months were gone and past. This maiden then fell very sick, her maiden head began to kick, her colour waxed wan and pale, with taking much of Watkins ale. I wish all maidens coy that hear this pretty toy, wherein most women joy how they do sport. For surely Watkins ale, and if it not be stale, will turn them to some bale, as hath report. New ale will make their bellies bow, as trial by the same is known. This proverb hath been taught in schools, it is no jesting with edged tools. Good maids and wives, I pardon crave, and lack not that which you would have. To blush it is a woman's grace, and well becometh a maiden's face. For women will refuse the thing that they would choose, cause men should them excuse of thinking ill. Cat will have to kind, no winkers on a blind. Fair maid, you know my mind, say what you will. When you drink ale, beware the toast, for therein lay the danger most. If any here offended be, then break the oath.